You don't need a trophy to build confidence. You just need a win today. And no, I don't mean just the scoreboard kind. Too many kids and parents define success by stats or big plays or wins. When in reality, confidence is built from stacking small everyday wins, and in particular, the things that you can control. Welcome to Confident, Calm, and Clutch Car Ride Conversations. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. So, in my work with athletes, I often come across kids of all ages who become very despondent or just discouraged about their results, about their wins, their ability to perform, if you will, on the field, court, wherever it is that they play. And what I've found is that it starts to erode their confidence because their only definition of success is based on stats. In particular, I had a basketball player that I was working with about a little over a year ago now, who happened to be the leading scorer on her team. She was a junior in high school and was feeling really discouraged, was getting really frustrated because that season she wasn't scoring as much as she had the previous season. And her whole definition of success was wrapped up in her stats of how many points she was scoring every game. And so her parents brought her to me, we started working together. And what I realized is that through conversation with her is that she had a very narrow definition of success. For her, the only way that she was successful on the court playing basketball was if she got a certain point total, right? If she scored 20 points a game, whatever it was. And because of that, game after game, when she wasn't getting 20, it was wildly frustrating for her because last year that was no problem. After diving in and talking with her more, what we discovered is that because she was the leading scorer on the team, opposing teams were playing her differently. They were double teaming her. They were basically running their defense to prevent her from scoring, which kudos on them for having tactics. But because scoring was the only metric she had to gauge her success, she was getting very frustrated. So my work with her really focused on learning how to understand what counts as a win and what are alternative indicators of success for her as a basketball player in order to help her continue to grow in her confidence and her success. And so small wins can be effort driven, they can be growth driven, they can be contribution driven. And that's a big piece of what we discovered with my basketball player is that because she was getting double teamed and defenses were playing her differently, we focused on what other ways is she contributing to the win? You know, getting back on defense, getting rebounds, being a good teammate, passing assists, essentially enabling other people to score. And once we broadened that definition out, she realized she was actually being incredibly successful and it gave her other things to focus on. And once that pressure of having to score went away, it actually ended up, she did end up scoring a little bit more frequently as well. But what really changed was her confidence and her self-worth because she recognized that her worth as a player was not wrapped up in this one tiny metric. Okay. And so that's the thing about sports is that your effort and your process doesn't always show up on the stat sheet or in the wins column. You can do everything right as an athlete, and you know, the umpire, the refs, luck, the other team all get a vote, right? They all get a say in whether you actually get the statistic or the scoreboard or the metric that you're looking for, all right? And so for you, really making sure that you have concrete ways to redefine success that are things that you can control, and maybe they're focused on effort, et cetera. So some examples for you. For instance, basketball. It could be diving for loose balls or boxing an opponent out to get a rebound. Soccer, it might be hustling back on defense to stop a breakaway. Or making the right pass to set up a teammate's goal. Softball, baseball might be laying down a sacrifice bunt, or maybe drawing a walk after a really tough, long at bat where you were just battling against a pitcher. Swimming or track, any kind of distance or timed related events. It might be beating your personal time. Maybe, for instance, as a swimmer, like you're jumping off the blocks or as a sprinter coming out of the blocks was really fast, right? You hit your reaction time goals. Volleyball, maybe it's like making a clean pass to set up a hitter, recovering quickly after a mistake to win the next point, right? So the idea here is that these small wins create momentum. And that momentum builds confidence because you're seeing the work that you're doing, the process, the effort that you're putting into your sport is in fact helping. You're getting better. Okay. Now, this is obviously important for games and competitions, but small wins matter in practice too. And so, really thinking about I talked about this a couple episodes ago in confidence, but you have a little, a lot of different sources of confidence, but one of the biggest ones is your personal experience, right? It's the driving factor. Personal experience doesn't just come from games, it comes from practice and the work that you've done leading up to that game to be ready and able to execute whatever skill you're trying to execute. So, small wins in practice might mean showing up with great effort even on a tough day. Maybe you're exhausted because you stayed up late studying for a test. Maybe it's fixing a technical flaw that you've been working on and it finally clicked for you in practice. Maybe it's being a really good teammate. You notice that your teammate was really frustrated and you were able to like talk them down, encourage them, and get them to a place where they were no longer frustrated. Right? Because especially for team sports, your individual performance is only one factor of the contributing to the success of the team. Right? So even being a good teammate can be a product of, or it can be a piece of your definition of success. Okay. So practice wins might look like that. Small game wins or anything that you've been working on in practice and you were able to execute it under pressure in the game. Maybe it's keeping your composure after a mistake. Maybe it's contributing to a team play, an assist, a pass, some hustle, backing up, whatever it is that helps the group succeed. Okay. So the key lesson here that we're trying to get everybody to understand is that you have to broaden your definition of success for yourself in sport. Because again, you cannot always control the scoreboard or the stat line. I know for me, my senior year in college, I had one of the most frustrating years ever because I was having really good at bats. Like I was crushing the ball, getting a lot of walks, that type of thing. But my average was probably like, I don't know, two in the low 200s because for whatever reason, my senior year, I feel like every ball that I hit hard was right at somebody. Like or they made diving plays. Like it just, that's how it happened. But if I were to change anything in my approach at the plate, I might have messed everything up. So I was hitting the ball really hard, really well. I just wasn't getting the hits on the scoreboard because it wasn't falling in. Okay. And yes, that can be frustrating as an athlete, but that's another reason why you need to broaden your success to include other things. Because what enabled me to not get frustrated that year was that I was killing it on defense, was making a lot of great plays. And so I really felt that I was truly contributing to my team's success. Okay. When I say broaden your definition of what success includes, I want you to consider four key factors. Okay. Effort. So, did you give your best effort today? And sometimes that's all you can offer for that day. Because you know what? Yeah, as an athlete, you're going to have off days. Sometimes you just stink it up, or you just rolled out of bed and you cramp, whatever. Like, you're going to have bad days, especially if you're a year-round athlete. You're not going to be 100% every time you play. Did you give the best effort of what you had that day? That's a win. That's an important thing because over time, that effort is probably going to do you more good in the long run. Okay. The second factor is your growth, right? A way to define your success is, did you get better today? Are you better today than you were yesterday? Or this week, for instance, maybe you don't practice as frequently as maybe you're not an everyday practice kind of person. But are you getting better? Did you do something in practice this week or in a game this week that you couldn't do the previous week? Okay, that you struggled with. So growth is success. Okay. I don't know if y'all know this, but the greats and the elites, everyone playing professional sport, they did not start at that caliber. Okay. They all started as a much lower level athlete. Now, of course, they probably had talent, but their skill set was not there until they worked on it. Okay. Another third kind of factor, thing to consider in your definition of success is execution. Did you execute that skill the right way? Did you perform it the right way, the way it's supposed to? even if you didn't get the results you wanted. Maybe as a pitcher, did you spin the ball the right way? As a basketball player, did you take the high percentage shot that coach would wanted you to take and you executed it flawlessly? Maybe it got blocked later or something like that. But were you able to execute the skill set that you wanted to? And if the answer is yes, fantastic. Eventually, if you keep doing that, it's going to fall in for you, right? You will get success at some point on the scoreboard and the stats. The fourth thing to consider is character in your definition of success. Were you a good teammate today? If you don't play a team sport, were you a honorable opponent? Did you lose with grace? Did you win with grace? Did you treat the umpires or the referees well? Okay. So everything having to do with character is also important, because I don't know if you know this, young people, but character is what's going to set you up for success in life, right? The qualities that you build of being a good human is what we're is really important. Okay. How you play a sport, right? That's only going to last you for so long. At some point, you're not going to play that sport anymore. Who are you as a human? And that's what really matters. Okay. So when success is defined more broadly for kids, it helps you to build confidence daily. You stay motivated even when your stats or your win column is not racking up. And it helps you learn to value the process, not just the outcome. Okay. So the more you can stack small wins, you're going to build your confidence that does not depend on the scoreboard or your stats. Okay. And so for parents, I encourage you to really think about after games and practices, shift the conversation to something like, what was one small win for you today? Athletes, I would encourage you to start keeping a list of your small wins each week, right? And when you keep track of that information, you start to see over time that you are in fact having success, and that helps you build your confidence, helps keep you in a growth mindset. All right, y'all. So let's dive into some conversation, get you all talking about what I shared today. So a quick reminder of the rules of the conversation. Again, there are no wrong answers. Take turns talking and listening. Try to minimize your distractions as best you can. And remember that you can always pause after each individual question and discuss it, or listen to all of the questions and just discuss the ones that jump out to you. Okay? So let's dive into our questions for today. First and foremost, what is one small win that you had at practice or in a game this week that would not show up on a scoreboard? Okay. So what's something either effort-driven, character-driven, execution-driven that you did this week that you're proud of? That's a small win for you. Okay. Question two, which feels better to you, making the big play once in a while or stacking small wins consistently? And why? Again, there's no wrong answers here, but it's important to know from the starting point, what do you gravitate towards? Would you rather be the big play flashy person or the consistent every day? Okay, question three. How do you know when you've had a successful practice or game, even if you didn't score or get recognized? And so parents and kids talk about this together. Not all coaches are created equal. Not all sports leagues are created equal. Not everybody's particularly good at giving praise or helping athletes see what they've done well. Okay. Coaches are human too. They're not perfect. So think about that as a team, as a parent and kid together. How do you know you've had a successful practice? How will you all define that? And how do you keep each other accountable to that? All right, this final question is for parents and kids really to discuss. What can your parent do? What is one way your parent can celebrate your small wins better? Okay, how can they help you make sure that you're defining success in this broad way and that you are, in fact, keeping track of those small wins? And maybe a follow-up question, parents, is do you feel like you do this already or not? Kids, would you agree? Good. I know that can be a tough question, that can get a little raw, but I encourage you to talk about it. What does that look like in your family? And quite frankly, how does that look outside of sport? How does it play out in school, in other hobbies that you have around the house, those type of things? Okay. So talk amongst yourselves. How can we celebrate those small wins more frequently? All right, y'all, remember to keep those conversations rolling and make those car rides count. Thank you again for joining me on Confident Common Clutch Car Ride Conversations. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with at least one other parent or coach that could use a little bit of inspiration, that could benefit from this conversation. If you are looking for more weekly tips, mindset shifts, and conversations to help you and your athletes stay confident, calm, and clutch, please consider joining my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And as always, I love to hear from you all. If you have a suggestion or topic, something that you would like me to discuss on this podcast, you can leave a comment wherever you're watching this or listening to the podcast. But you can DM me at V Alston Coaching on Facebook or Instagram. And in the show notes of this podcast, there's a link that you could also send me a note there too. But I look forward to seeing you all next time. I hope you have some amazing conversations. Have a great day.